And next, we're talking about my favorite piece, and that is the Blue Beetle. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Second time's a charm this time. Weird audio issues, but whatever. Thank you very much for joining me once again for the Nerd News Headlines right here on Comic Talk Today. Yeah, it's the news, and we're talking about fun things. DC movie news, super freaking excited about. And DC movie, or DC streaming, rather, rumors that I'm a little worried about, not gonna lie. Either way, fun things to talk about. So let's hit the housekeeping real quick before we jump into the news. Housekeeping for today is, I'm gonna remind you of the push. We are doing the push for 1,000 followers on whatever social media app I can get 1,000 followers on, because that is what a lot of the people that I'm trying to get interviews with are looking at, is my followers and my interactions. I'm doing okay with the interactions. I just need more people to interact with. So, Twitter, it is @generally_nerdy. Instagram @generally_nerdy. Facebook @generally_nerdy. TikTok @generally_nerdy. I'm pretty sure. I'll double check that and put it on the screen. But yeah, go find me. Go follow me. Let's have these conversations. I am getting much more better about that. So the push out of the way, let's talk briefly about a decision that was made, approximately 2 days ago while I was gearing up for today's episode, and that is Comic-Con. So, we are in a very interesting situation in that we are still kind of in the middle of a global pandemic, and it seems that things are going to be flaring up. Now, personal politics aside, there is the matter of my day job. There is the matter of just generally making money when I go do the things so that I can pay my bills and live. That being said, what with the pandemic compounding a lot of issues, it is going to be much more difficult for me to make it to any Comic-Con this year. So I kind of had to pull the trigger and say, no Comic-Con. I might jump in on a day of Denver Comic-Con. I might jump in on a day of Starfest. Actually, by the time Starfest Denver rolls through, things will very potentially change, because that's not until 22. But for 21, Salt Lake Comic-Con, Denver Comic-Con, very likely not happening. Salt Lake Comic-Con, I'm going to put that at about 98% likelihood that I'm not going to be there. Denver, I might go to day 3 of the con just to get a little bit of stuff, just to get scratch that itch, because I do want to go. Now, again, with variants and things and stuff, Denver Comic-Con very potentially might not happen. What with all of the things going on down in Denver, we're not holding our breath. Let's just put it that way. So thank you very much, nerds, for understanding. Though this does not change the fact that I am still doing a push and trying to get as many interviews. It looks like it's probably going to be musicians, which are still in the nerdy sphere, but still not really Comic-Con fodder. But yeah, we will be doing all that we can to broaden the content coming out of this channel, even though we're not going to Comic-Con. Anyway, thank you for listening to me ramble. Let's hit the news. TV streaming. All right, so we have a couple of things to talk about. They're going to be brief, but they're significant. So the first of which, we're just coming swinging right out the gate for TV streaming, and that is Miss Marvel. We have now hard evidence of a rumor that I didn't touch before. No, I did talk about it very, very briefly, but I put it pretty low, not super low, but pretty low on the likelihood scale. That being said, the rumor was that they're going to change Miss Marvel's powers. And I was like, meh, it doesn't sound legit because of a number of different things. But apparently it was, because we now have some promotional art, which if you're watching this on the YouTubes, then you are looking at the promotional art. For those of you just listening on one of the audio outlets, let me describe for you ever so briefly what we're looking at. We are looking at a drawing of the actress who has been cast to play Miss Marvel. in that drawing where you would expect her to be showcasing her powers, it would appear that she is, only instead of the Imbigan power that she has in the comic books, it seems that she has some sort of crystalline power over her hand. So what does that mean? What am I saying? It looks like instead of her skin enlarging or her body parts enlarging or, you know, whatever it is, stretching, whatever, however you want to phrase that term or what happens in the books. Instead of that, her hand is covered in a hard crystal that enlarges her hand. And so her hand itself is still the same size, but this purple crystal thing is over the hand to make it bigger. So what exactly that means, we don't really know just yet. There's a lot of speculation out there. My personal speculation is that that is what is going to be the quote-unquote Imbigan power, is the crystalline outer shell that she creates, similar to, you know, a Green Lantern or some such. That is what's going to be the stretch and the Imbigan stuff. So it's a strange change, but it is a change nonetheless, and also a change that a couple of leakers have been claiming to have previous knowledge about for some time. So I don't know, maybe I need to take a couple of those leakers a little more seriously on the next round of rumors. Maybe not. Anyway, we're moving right along. Our next follow-up has to do with Mighty Ducks, the sequel series that is on Disney Plus. This one's ever so brief. They are getting a season 2 for Mighty Ducks Game Changers. So congratulations to all of you on that, because from what I've heard, it's pretty great. I haven't had the time to watch it yet, unfortunately. I really, really want to, though. But we're moving on nonetheless. In news, we only have one piece for TV streaming, and that is an announcement that we're getting another Star Wars holiday special. It's for a different holiday, though, and it's again another Lego special. So we're getting the Lego Christmas special, Christmas holiday, but we're also getting the Star Wars Terrifying Tales holiday special for Halloween. The release date is this October 1st. There is, they haven't released a trailer yet, but there is a trailer that is supposed to be coming out soon. So crossing our fingers that comes out in the next couple days or week. That's all we got, though, for news. Moving on. Movie news has me a little bit excited, but that's for the end of the section. We're going to start first with follow-ups. On follow-ups, we have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, the reboot movie that Seth Rogen is executive producing. We now have an announcement of who the writing staff is going to be, and it's going to be Colin and Casey Jost. I don't have high hopes for this. I mean, Rogan has done some good things with nerdy culture in the not too distant past, since he's become a producer and such, but I'm not a fan of Colin Jost on a number of levels, the least of which his comedic writing ability. So I can only imagine that Casey's not that far behind. Casey Jost is Colin's brother, obviously, and he writes for Jimmy Fallon over on The Tonight Show. So again, just a set of humor that doesn't really do much for me. Crossing fingers that this is still a good movie, though. Moving on. Next, we're talking about Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon is apparently now going from an animated movie to a live action movie. Again, still Taika Waititi is going to be directing. And that's all we really, that's the only, it's a follow-up, so it's short. Whatever. Moving on. Next, we're talking about some trailers that are a trailer rather that just launched, and that is Venom 2. It doesn't really do a whole lot for my excitement level. My excitement level for this movie is pretty high anyway. This doesn't really change it one way or the other. So check it out. Link in the description or the show notes, whatever you want to say. It's worth a watch, but again, doesn't really swing me one way or the other. Now we're getting into the fun parts. So first off, we have Fast and Furious. This one's technically a follow-up, but we didn't cover it originally because it's silly infighting, but it's actually come to a peak, so we're gonna do the TLDR real quick. So Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, don't like each other very much. And it seems that that has kind of culminated in The Rock saying, you know what, I just don't want to do your series anymore. So The Rock is no longer going to be in the Fast and Furious main franchise. However, he does still have big plans for the Hobbs and Shaw franchise because reasons that apparently make sense to him, but whatever. The genesis of this was some sort of on-set spat between he and Vin Diesel. And so Vin Diesel aired their dirty laundry after The Rock had said that they had squashed whatever beef existed. And so when Vin Diesel finally came out and said, oh yeah, this was what happened and blah, 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 I'm the best. The Rock went, okay, I'm done. Basically is how that happened. That there's not really much else to say there. It we'll keep tabs on, you know, if there's anything that else develops that there, but not likely.
Moving on.
Next, we're talking about the next Martin Scorsese movie. It's a movie called Killer of the Flower Moon, which this is actually a casting announcement, but it's a significant casting announcement because it's Brendan Fraser. He's gonna be in a Martin Scorsese movie and let the Fraser Renaissance begin, man. He's already been coming back up, right? So this is just kind of, that's a pretty big benchmark right there. Nothing else to talk about on that one. We're going to move right along. And next, we're talking about my favorite piece, and that is the Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle, depending on which outlet you're consulting, either is in deep conversation with or has already signed their lead for Jaime Reyes. Jaime, if you want to believe certain outlets that say it is a done deal, is going to be played by, and I am going to butcher this name and I apologize, the kid's name is Zolo Maridueña, I think is how that's pronounced. Maridueña has been kind of on the come up recently, so this is going to be a really high profile piece for him. Some of the other stuff I've seen him in, it definitely, he's a great choice for the part. I'm super excited about this. I really hope that it is legit. I did not link to the source that said he has signed. I only linked to the comicbook.com source that said they're in conversations with him, but I don't know, it sounds pretty legit that he has signed, so I'm just gonna say that that's the case, but that is all we have for the movie section. All right, let's talk rumors. We have just a few to get through. Some gaming stuff starts us off. We're talking about Horizon Forbidden West, the sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn. This is a quickie. It sounds like there might be another delay on this game that has been delayed multiple times already, kind of the status quo for the industry right now. The delay now puts it from holiday of this year to sometime next year. So it was supposed to be coming out in 2021. Now it sounds like it might be 2022. And there's no reason to believe that this is not accurate. I mean, it does not come directly from the publisher, so we can't say it's a done deal, hence rumor mill. But yeah, we're putting this one at like 95% likelihood that it's a thing because, again, this is a thing that's been going on. Next is a fun rumor. Let's talk about that Wednesday series. Ava Green is now being reported to be in discussions to play Morticia for the Netflix Wednesday Addams series. Yes, this is keeping tabs on the Addams family. They have cast Wednesday. It seems they're going a little bit younger. I can't remember the girl's name, but that's not part of the rumor because that's news and we've already talked about it. But fun. I like Ava Green as Morticia. Was not one that I would have thought of on my own, so I'm super happy that this is in the rumor mill. Likelihood, though, that she is going to be Morticia in the series, I don't know, 50-50, man. It's not a super strong source, but it's a great thing to consider. So yeah, we're going to put that 50%. Next is an interesting rumor from the world of DC. It seems that they're working on an animated series for the Elseworlds line of comic books for HBO Max. Because apparently DC just can't help but follow in Marvel's footsteps even when it comes to movies anymore, which kind of sucks. But this makes a lot of sense. There is every reason to believe that some producer, some bigwig over at the DC Warner Brothers place is saying, well, they're doing this. We had the series long before them. Elseworlds was a thing before What If. What If was an answer in the comic books to Elseworlds. So for this to go the other direction in movies seems really funny to me, but it makes a lot of sense. They have a similar property. Ugh, why didn't we think of this? So likelihood that we're actually going to get an Elseworlds series, I'm putting this one pretty high. We're going to say about 75% likely that that's legit. Next, we're talking about Halo Infinite. In the gaming section, I let you know, and for those of you that didn't listen to the gaming section, I finally got through in the beta, so yay me go, but it was literally like I had to lose sleep in order to play the beta because I only had so many hours once I finally got through. Anyway, that's not the rumor. The rumor has to do, though, with the beta. Flight number one, on the PC, there were a bunch of people that were combing through, like they do, combing through all the files and combing through any information they could glean therein. And apparently there was a lot of information associated with this beta. Because that makes a lot, I don't understand. But I'm not going to spoil too much here. I'm going to let you know, though, that according to the leakers who've gone through the files, there is one full campaign that is going to launch with the game. There is also going to be multiple campaigns to follow it, or the potential, at least, for multiple campaigns to follow it. There is one fun thing for multiplayer. It's going to be the countdown map, which comes from the Halo Reach game. It's going to be larger, but it is going to be basically the same map. And also, the other noteworthy thing that came out of these leaks is that Battle Royale is actually going to be a part of this game, in spite of what 343 Industries has said numerous times. So, likelihood that this is a legitimate leak. This is going the highest I think I've ever given a rumor leak before. We're going 98% here because there is a little bit of piece of information that I kind of left out, in that when we were playing, everyone who was part of the beta got a message directly from 343 saying, hey guys, maybe don't go prying too deep into the code because we've got word that some of you already have, and there's definitely some stuff that's going to spoil this game if you go too deep. So then the floodgates were opened, and the fact that 343 was like, hey, we put things in there that we don't want you to see yet, it tells me that at least most of this leak is legit. So I would be very surprised, because they are at such a point in development that they can't really go back. I'd be very surprised if they did go back, because it is still possible, hence why not 100%, but super, super unlikely. Our final rumor has to do with Superman, and kind of anti-Superman, really, because the rumor says that Henry Cavill's contract is up. He is no longer obligated to play Superman in anything, and therefore will not make an appearance in the new Flash movie with Ezra Miller. There is a strong possibility that this is legitimate, though we do know that it's not entirely accurate, because he did have a couple of cameos that he had not yet fulfilled. So is the leaker, or is the insider, quote unquote, trying to say or missing information, in that the cameos he got bought out of the remainder of his contract because it was so small? They were like, yeah, whatever, here's however much money we owe you for those cameos, we don't need you anymore. That I think is more likely, but that's not what the rumor says. So I'm gonna drop this one significantly because of that, because we do know, again, that there was at least one cameo that he still owed them. So saying that he's completely out of his contract now without saying he's been bought out of his contract seems unlikely. So about 20% likelihood for this rumor. That, though, is all of the rumors we've got for the episode. and also the end of the episode. If you want more discussion on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. If you like what I'm doing here and you want more of that, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. You know, music, breakdowns, and reactions, Comic-Con coverage, though we covered that in the housekeeping section, a bunch of stuff. Again, thank you very much. I'm going to head out now. We will see you nerds in the next episode.